part two, calling forth the heroes. The spider god knew that a great and horrible thing was happening. After many eons, the great alarm was failing. This was a process that had been happening for the last 2,000 years, a glitching of the system. A few 100,000 brains that it keeps alive in those jars died. To people, its world life templates of illusion life must now double or even triple some people. Brains living three lives at the same time is hard on its processors. And all that time without repair. Whatever being or beings that created it were long gone, and it needs many repairs. Now, the burning stutter and other effects are becoming more common. The spider god thinks that the alarm soon shall fail, and when it does, all the brains will cease to be fed. Then sentient life, maybe all life, will be gone from this universe. So, it comes up with a plan to summon all heroes it can and send them down silver webs to its home in dreamlands. It can reach for sleeping, drugged, or drunk, even those in deep revelry. The call is made, chanting each name, calling them to walk the web, to come to him so he can install a quest onto them. Quest to find a series of code items in the brain / dream. These shall appear to be objects. Above all, to find Simpson and enlist his aid to break down the whole structure of the great alarm, to then take its place and give the brains a choice: remain in jars, dreaming the dreams of their choice now, or live again in new worlds with new flesh bodies. The aeons of stored energy batteries the alarm has stolen from them can make this happen. Bring plants, air, animals, people back into a living world